Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzibach daf Pei. Begin 14 lines down with the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins, the Gemara explaining the previous Mishnah, which the Mishnah had said regarding if the dam of a regular carbon gets mixed up with the dam of a balmum, so you have to spill it out. Let's say the cups, which the different receptacles of the bloods get mixed up, that with the unblemished animal with the blemished animal. So Reb Eliezer said, if none of the cups were brought, so then you can't bring any of them, because it might be the one that's puzzle. But if one of them were already erroneously thrown onto the Mizbeach, so that possibly was the one that was puzzle, so then Yikrivu Kalakai, so then you can bring all the rest of the cups of the blood and throw it on the Mizbeach, where the Chacham disagreed and say, no, even if you brought all of them besides for one, you have to spill it out to the canal, you can't use it. Now, on this opinion of Rebbe Eliezer, Amr Rebbe Lazar, the Amayra, he says, Lahichshir Rebbe Eliezer el Shnayim Shnayim. Rebbe Eliezer only permitted that once one of the cups were thrown, which we had one cup of Balmum mixed into the cups of kosher blood, which we said initially not allowed to throw it, if one of them was thrown, now you could throw the remaining bloods of the cups only if you do two at a time. If you're doing two at a time, then for sure one of them are a permissible blood, because the cup of the Balmum blood was only one of them that got mixed up. So now when you bring two at a time, then you could say for sure one of the two is not the prohibited one. And then you have what's called a migur principle. Then you say, oh, since one of them is not the prohibited one, I could say that the other one that's coming within is also not the prohibited one. And so then where's the prohibited one? That was the one that was initially thrown on by mistake. And therefore, avol echad echad loy. But if, let's say, to throw one at a time, then not. Then you're not allowed to bring the rest of the bloods, because by each one you could be in doubt. Maybe this is the prohibited one, because here you don't have the migri. Migri is only when you're doing this whole act, which has two at a time, for sure one is not a problem, because only one is, and therefore the other one for sure is not. And then you could say that even the other one of this pair is not the problem. What do you mean? You bring all the rest of the bloods, then which was the problem? That was the first one that was by mistake put on. But if you're doing one at a time, you have no meager principle. This might be that prohibited one. And if it says Rebbe Lazar would agree over there that that would be problematic, even though you had already thrown one cup, to throw the rest of the cups on the Mizbeach. Now, however, Masav Rav Dimi, however, asked on this interpretation of Rebbe Lazar from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, as we said, that that's Rebbe Eliezer's opinion. But the Chachamim, they disagree. They say, no, afilu karvu kulan. Even if all the cups, let's say 100 cups of, there were 99 kosher and one problematic cup of balmum, which that's not, you know, to throw the blood of a blemished animal. Even if karvu kulan, if all of them were already thrown, chutz mi echad men, except for one of them, yishafach lam has to be spilled out to the canal. Now that sounds like that Rebbe Eliezer disagrees. And he says that even one cup would be left, that you could. But didn't Rebbe Lazar say that even Rebbe Eliezer agrees only if it's two at a time? But if there's one left, how could, maybe that's the one, that's the prohibited one. And you said that one at a time is not going to work. Not only Rebbe Yaakov, but Rebbe Yirmiyah, he says, Bar Tachlifa, he called him Bar Tachlifa, he says, Azbalach, I'll explain to you. My Echad, what do the Chum mean when they say, even if there's one left, Zug Echad, one pair, meaning two cups. That's where the Chacham say, even if there's only two left, you're going to have to throw it to the canal. And Rebbe Eliezer, however, said that then you can be able to throw it. But if there's literally one cup, you're right. That's what Rebbe Eliezer is explaining. Rebbe Eliezer would agree that then no, so you can't throw it, because that might be the problematic one. Now, says the Gemara, or Tzricha. We had to have the same machlik as Rebbe Eliezer and Rabbanan by blemished animals that got mixed up with the kosher animals, both in the Mishnah and Daf Ayin Zayin and Mabez regarding when limbs get mixed up, which regarding throwing, putting on, burning on top of the Mizbeach, and when the cups of blood get mixed up like in our Mishnah. Why? So says the Gemara, because the Yitmer Baha, had we only had the previous Mishnah, the one of when the limbs of the Karbanis get mixed up with Tamimim with Bali Mumin, of Ein Zayin Mabez, then Baha Kama Rebbe Eliezer, I would say that only over there Rebbe Eliezer says that you could burn them all, if let's say one of them was already thrown, and then you could suspend and say that was the problematic one, Mishum dis abed be kaparase, because the atonement, which primarily that's done with the blood, that was done with validity. The blood wasn't mixed up in that mission. It was only the limbs that got mixed up. Okay, so the blood, which is the primary atonement, was done properly. Okay, so then we could burn it on top of the Mizbeach, even though maybe this might be the problematic one, because one was already thrown. And that's what we would say, that's what he says, halacha. Al-Baha, but in halacha of our Mishnah, when the cups of blood get mixed up, which that's before the atonement happens, because the atonement happens with the blood, where the primary problem is in the primary atonement. There, Eimim Moedil L'Rabbana, I would say the Rebbe Eliezer agrees to the Rabbana that you should have to spill it out to the canal, even though one was already thrown. Therefore, you have to say the halacha of our Mishnah. Now, Viet Mebahan, and the same thing is reversed. Had we only said our Mishnah regarding the bloods getting mixed up, Bahakam Rabban, I would say maybe only the other Rabban would say that you have to spill it out to the canal. Because the primary atoner has the problem. But regarding when the limbs get mixed up, I would say that there they would agree to Rabbi Yaza that since the bloods were already thrown properly, it's only the limbs that get mixed up, that then if one was already erroneously put on, then you could suspend and assume that that was a problematic one, and now you could bring the rest. So we have to say that halacha there by the limbs too, that say no, even over there they hold that if they get mixed up the limbs, then even if they're all broad and there's one left, you cannot go ahead and sacrifice it because this might be the problematic one according to Rabban. Now, however, the Gemara asked from the following Mishnah. It's non-hasam. We learn the Mishnah Masechtas Parah that says, and this question that the Gemara is having is regarding the Machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan of our Mishnah. So the Gemara brings it in regarding to another halacha. Learn the Mishnah Masechtas Parah that says, Sleiches, regarding a pitcher of the Chatas waters which were sanctified. Which those are special waters which with the paraduma then ashes are put inside and that's sprayed on a person that became Tamei Lameis on day 3 and day 7 of his purification process. So regarding this pitcher of the Mei Chatas water, Shenaflu L'Toicha Mayim Kolshu, which regular water, which is not sanctified, which would not work for the special paraduma waters to purify a person, a small amount of regular water spilled into it, which is not kosher for the part for the purification process. So Eliezer Eimer, he says, if someone's going to use the water from this pitcher to spray on the person that's tameh, so yazish dehazais. So he has to go ahead and spray the person instead of one time as usually on day 3 and day 7. You have to spray him two times and then he'll be purified. However, the Chacham invalidated. You can't use that pitcher of the Mei Chatas waters. You have to go ahead and do the process over. So the Gemara explains, Bishlem Rabbanon, we could understand the opinion of Rabbanon in this Mishnah, and this is all correlated to our Mishnah, that even though Savi Yesh Bila, even though as we learned in our Mishnah, that the Chacham obviously hold of the halachic principle known as Yesh Bila. Bila means that when things get mixed up, which means to say that when you, let's say, have liquids, you say that everything is in everything. The liquids are totally going to be mixed together. Now, how do we see in our Mishnah that they hold Yesh Bila? Because in regards to the Chacham's Machlekes with Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah regarding when different types of bloods get mixed up together, although they say you should spill it out to the canal, the Mishnah said that if the Kohen did not consult and he did place it onto the Mizbeach, so then it's going to be valid. Obviously, even though that when you have different types of bloods, which is, let's say, the case of tachtoinim, and those are supposed to be on the bottom, those are supposed to be on the top, and they got mixed up, so the Chacham said that, Rabbi Eliezer says, okay, so you put on the top, and whatever is from the bottom that you're putting on the top, you'll view it like water. Chacham disagreed, they don't hold the halachic principle of Rayin, but they said, if the person didn't consult and they put it, so then it's going to be kosher, meaning those that are put on the top, because ultimately he was put onto the top. Now that the Gemara is positing that obviously the Chum hold that we rely on Bila, meaning that when liquids get mixed up, we say the whole thing is mixed up together, and there is no drop of either one that doesn't have the other drop inside of it too. That's why it's going to be kosher when you throw it on the top, because if not, then how do you know that what you're throwing on the top is from the top stuff? Maybe it's from the bottom stuff, and what you're putting on the bottom is from the top stuff. So obviously the Chum who say, although you shouldn't, because you're not allowed to put the bottom on the top or the top on the bottom and they're all mixed together. But if you did, after the fact, it's valid because you've put what was supposed to be on the top and the bottom on the bottom. Now, so that's what the Gemara is addressing, saying here too, although that the Chum hold that there is Bila, and therefore, in every spray that you're spraying on this person that's Tamei, it has from the valid Mei Chatas waters, but that's what says the Gemara, we could understand why they say that it's possible, is because they also hold Vazot Sri Chashir. The spraying that's done on the person that tummy has a certain minimum requisite shear, a measurement. And you're not going to have that measurement. Why? Because in the water, there's invalid water. Now, and if you're going to say, okay, fine, so there's invalid water, but do like Rabbi Eliezer says, we spray him two times, then by default, you'll end up having the measurement of the Mechatas waters. And that says the Gemara, no, because Rabban hold the Eimid Starfan Lazayis. You cannot combine the sprays. You cannot use the second spray to supplement and complement what was missing from the first one, because the first one didn't have the requisite shear, because when you sprayed it, it had some of the non-kosher water inside of it. So therefore, we can understand the Pin Chacham, that is, although that they hold Yesh Bila, as we see obviously from our Mishnah that we'll say, where every drop of of the, in the case of the Mishnah, blood, over here it's regard to water, has each one inside of it. It totally gets mixed up together. And that's why in the Mishnah say it's kosher. But over here it's not going to be valid because there's a certain measurement you need to have. So that, yeah, although it has mechatas water, but it has to have the measurement amount. And you can have maybe mixed in some of the other water too. Because especially say yeshbil, it's all inside of it. And you might not have the measurement. And although then, but then do it a second time like Rabbi Eliezer, but you can't because you can't combine different sprays together. And therefore it's going to be invalid. So we understand the Chacham's opinion. Eli Rabbi Eliezer, but ask the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that he says one spray is not enough. And that, but with two sprays it's going to be valid. And that is the Gemara Mike Sava. What exactly does he hold? As the Gemara explains, Ika Sava Ein Bila, if he holds that you can't rely on the fact of the waters, the liquids mixing together, because sometimes it doesn't totally get mixed up altogether. So then Kimazesh Tehazai is Mahava. But then, so what does it help when you spray it two times? Dilma Tarvayu Mayukamazi. Maybe both times, all you're getting in the sprays, since it could be it's not all mixed together, maybe you're only spraying the problematic water, not the mechatas water. So who cares that you did it two times? You still might be doing from the wrong waters. Elika Savar, yes, Bila. Now, what are you going to say? That Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not possible that it doesn't get totally mixed up together with the waters. And therefore, we can rely on the fact that when you spray, it has in it the mechatas waters. So on that, the Gemara continues. So fine. Ika Savar in Hazad Tzvi Chashir, if he says that the spraying doesn't have a requisite measurement, as long as a tiny drop of the mechatas, it will fulfill the obligation of spraying on the person that's tamei, then lamalish tehazayis. And then why don't you just spray it two times? Spray one time. Because automatically in that one spray, since you hold yesh bila, it has inside of it the mechatas water. Elika Savar Hazad Tzvi Chashir. So no, what are you going to say? That there's a minimum measurement of how much has to be there that sprayed. It's not enough to have a minimal amount, which you have with yesh bila. You have to have the entire spray, let's say, to have a certain measurement of that spray in that spray. Now, so it continues the Gemara. V'ikasavah eimet sarfen lazayis. If he holds, you cannot combine the sprays like we said in Drabbanon. So kimazash tehazayis mahamah. So what is help by spraying two times? Each time, you might not have the measurement. So although in the sum total of the two, you'll have it, but that doesn't work. You can't combine them. And the inam imit starfen lazayis, and even if you're going to say that you combine the sprays, miyemer demalele shi'uro, who's to say that even in the second time that will supplement what you have in the first spray, because maybe the majority of both of them is from the drawn problematic water and not from the mechatas waters, and maybe in both of them you don't have even amount of spraying that's going to be valid. So how do we understand the opinion of Eliezer that he says that one is not good, but two sprays will be valid? So on that, the Gemara gives three different approaches. Amr Shlokesh, she says, La'olam yesh bila. Truth is, as it seems to be obvious from the halacha of our Mishnah, because when it says in the Mishnah, V'im lo nimlach v'nosan kasher, which recorded for the Rabbanon, that's also the going in, obviously, in the opinion of the Rabbanon, that the halacha is, what you put on the top is going to be valid for both of them. And therefore, obviously, it's because Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, that when you throw it on the top, some of the top waters is going to be there. So then the question is, so then why do you need to do two sprays? When you're spraying that one time, you automatically have some mechatas over there. Says Resh Lakish, Vazot Tzvi Chashir. It's because the spray has to have a minimum measurement of a spray. And he also holds that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the sprays, however, do combine. Now, so therefore, you can't do it one time. Because although there's yesh bila, there is some mechatas water over here, but it might not have the measurement. You do two times, then you'll have the measurement. But then the question we had asked was, who said the second time will even supplement the measurement? Maybe that still won't have the amount. Maybe two times you'll have all from the other waters, or the majority from the other waters. That says, Resh Lakish, v'ach my skin, what are we talking about over here? K'gen arvu achas ba'achas. When we say that the mechatas water got mixed up with regular water, the amount of one spray from the mechatas water got mixed up with the amount of one spray of regular water, and they got mixed up together. So therefore, when, like Rabbi Eliezer says, when you're going to spray on that person two sprays, obviously, and even if you do it in two times, you're going to be supplementing the measurement, because the only amount of invalid waters over here were only the amount of one spray, and he's spraying two times. Now, Rashi points out, although Resh Lakish used the words achas ba'achas, the amount of one spray with the amount of another one spray of the kosher with the non-kosher, it's not precisely like that. Because if you had more of the kosher mechatas waters, for sure that would be valid when you're doing it two times the spray. Because if it has more from the kosher one, why should we say that's problematic? The only reason why I use achas v'achas is to say regarding the invalid waters, that you don't have more than one spray of the invalid one, so automatically when you do two times, you're for sure going to have at least one measurement's worth, and he holds you can combine them, of the mechatas waters. Now additionally, Rashi says the girsa in Rish Lakish is that he holds that there is bila, and the reason is because this that he says that even though that you're going to need two sprays because the measurement needs to have a certain, the spraying needs to have a certain measurement, so why should he bother to be contrived to say that according to Rabbi Eliezer he holds ein bila, which as we'll see later on is problematic from our Mishnah, and to give this contrived type of answers, rather he says that there is halacha of yesh bila, and even so, but since there's a certain measurement, a minimum, so one time is not going to be enough, and therefore you have to do two times, but it's going to combine. And moreover, even if it's going to combine, you're for sure going to have at least one spray's worth of kosher mechatas because you only have one spray's worth of non-kosher water, generic water, which therefore it's not going to be problematic if you do at least two times. That's one approach. Second approach, Rav Amei says, La'olam yesh bila, like Rish Lakish, she says, yes, Rabbi Eliezer holds yesh bila, that for sure in every spray you're going to have some mechatas. And v'hazah ein tzrich hashir. However, he holds that the sprays do not require a certain minimum of a measurement. So then the problem then becomes, so if there's no measurement, and in every spray you're for sure going to have some mechatas, so why not just do one time? So that comes Rabbi to explain, this that Rabbi Eliezer says you need to spray two times, it's not to supplement the measurement, because there is no measurement. Even just a drop of mechatas falls on the guy, it accomplished the objectives. Rather, it's the kenas of the kantz rabbanan, it's a rabbinic penalty, that ki hecha dule mishtarish le, the reason why they required a second spray was that so a person should not gain by the non-kosher waters falling into the mechatas, because if a person does gain, he might come to do it deliberately and add in non-kosher water, because it's very hard to go through the process of the mechatas waters. It just adds some waters out, and you see it's valid, you see it works anyway. So to avoid that, so to prevent that, they said, no, if it falls in, we're going to penalize, we're going to make you spray it two times so that you don't think you're gaining by conserving the mechatas water by adding other waters. But really, in halacha, yeah, there's no measurement, and yesh bila, and therefore one would be enough. It's only because there's a rabbinic penalty that you have to go ahead and do it a second time. Rav Ashi Amar, he says a third approach. He says that actually, that it says in the Mishnah, precisely actually, in the Mishnah Masechtas Parah, that mayim kol shehu, that there was just a little bit of water, of non-kosher water, of regular water that fell into the mechatas, that's the words are that are precise in the Mishnah. Because he holds ein bila. Unlike the first two interpretations, he holds according to Rabbi Eliezer, that actually we don't say necessarily that everything gets mixed up with everything. And yazesh de pamim, and yazesh de hazois, and you have to spray two times. What's the reason? Because Rav Ashi holds that the hazah does not need a measurement like Rava. However, he doesn't hold like Rava, that's a rabbinic penalty, that we're not going to penalize. So therefore, if Rabbi Eliezer would hold yesh bila, then according to Rav Ashi's understanding, that would be problematic. So then there would be enough with one spray. Because yesh bila, there's no measurement, and we don't penalize. So rather, what's the understanding according to Rav Ashi and Rabbi Eliezer? Is because Rabbi Eliezer holds you need to have two sprays, because actually, says Rav Ashi, holds ein bila. We don't necessarily see that every drop is going to have from whatever liquid is mixed in there. So therefore, if you're going to spray one time, maybe you're not going to have from the valid mechatas waters here at all. Because there's no measurement, but you're not have any of it at all. Now, therefore, when you spray two times, it's not possible that in one of them, you're not going to have from the valid ones. Because, like we pointed out, Rav Ashi is saying that when it says in the Mishnah, it says kol shehu, that there was just a small amount of invalid waters that were mixed in. Now, that's the reason why he doesn't say the same terminology that, like, Rish Lakish said, that it's nisarvu achas ba'achas, that you had one of kosher mixed in with one spray's worth of non-kosher, because if that would be the case, then it would sound like that there is a certain measurement of how much a spray has to be. And again, Rav Ashi holds that a measurement does not have a certain minimum measurement. Rather, that's why it was precisely in the Mishnah and Par that says that my culture, minute amount of non-kosher water fell in over here, where in whatever you're going to spray definitely does not have less than that. And therefore, it's not possible that with two sprays that you're going to have only from the pasul waters, no matter how small the spray you're going to do. And therefore, since you're doing two sprays, so for sure, you're going to have a kosher, meaning you're going to have enough of a minute amount of the spray, because there's no hazaz tzrich hashir. The only problem is it's ein bela. So maybe when you're doing that first spray, it's only from the problematic water, because we don't say the particles are necessarily mixed. Which later on, the Gemara is going to ask from our Mishnah, which seems obvious that Rabbi Eliezer also holds yesh bela, like the first two interpretations were saying, but Rav Ashi is saying ein bela, and but you don't have to have a certain measurement. But if you do one time, it might be only from the Mayim Psulim, therefore you have to do a second time. Now, on that, the Gemara asked Meisvei. The Gemara first asks on the interpretation of Rosh Lakish from the following Braisa. The Braisa says, Rabbi Yomer, he says, based on this Machlekes that we just quoted from Rabbi Yezer Chacham, Rabbi says, L'divri Rabbi Yezer, that he validates the person that's tummy with this water that got mixed up with the mechatas. If you spray the person two times, says Rebbe, based on what we see from Rebbe Eliezer, is that hazok kolshu metaharis, that even the minute amount of what was sprayed of the mechatas on the person is what purifies him. Why? How do you see that? Because maybe that you don't have in any one of these sprays clearly from the kosher one that won't have from the invalid waters. And yet still we see that Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be valid. Obviously, it's because he holds that any minute amount is going to purify the person. And the reason for that is because Hazah ain't tzricha shir, that the spray doesn't have to have a certain measurement. And therefore, even Hazah mechza kosher, mechza pasul, therefore spraying the person with water that's half kosher, half non-kosher, is going to be valid. In other words, and don't say that even though we're going to tell you that a minute amount that's sprayed in the person is going to be valid, but as long as it's not mixed up with at least invalid waters. And that's what Rebbe's coming to say, that no, even if there's a mixture of pusl in the kosher, it's still going to be kosher. And that's the understanding of Rebbe Eliezer's opinion, where he holds, why do you need a second one that we discussed? But, and that's open for interpretation. But one thing says Rebbe, you see from Rebbe Eliezer, that a minute amount is going to validate the purification process of the person. And moreover, not only that it's a minute amount, but that it could even be mixed in with, you would think, okay, minute amount, but it has to be purely the mechatas. No, we see from this case that where it's all mixed up together, that it's still half as kosher, half as possible, as long as the minute amount of kosher is going to validate the person. But one thing you see is that the reason of Eliezer, why does he need two sprays, is not because of to combine them to, like Reish Lakish said, to combine them into the minimum measurement of how much a spray has to have, because Rebbe is clearly saying in Rebbe Eliezer that you don't need a measurement. And therefore, that's difficult, according to Reish Lakish, who said the reason why you needed to have two is to combine them. Rather, as we're going to see, the interpretation is like Rava, which is the reason why you need a second one, it's for a binnik penalty. But really, based on the primary law, that's what Rebbe is saying in Rebbe Eliezer, that, yeah, you see, you don't have to have a measurement, even minute amount. And not only that, even minute amount can be mixed up with pasul water. Now, as Gemara continues to Tamid Beis, the Gemara now brings another brisa as a refutation of Rav Ashi's interpretation. He said the reason why you need to have two is because Rebbe Eliezer holds ein bila, they don't necessarily mix, and what you're going to spray in the first time might be only from the pasul water, so even though you don't need to have a measurement, but you might not have any of that. On that, the Gemara is going to ask that we see Rebbe Eliezer holds that there is bila. So rather, as Rashi points out, what the Gemara is trying to illustrate is, from these two brises that we just quoted, obviously, it's not like Reish Lakish from the first Brice, and this Brice is going to show we don't hold like Rav Ashi. Obviously, the understanding of Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is like Rava, who he says that you're right, really, even with just one spray, because we hold Yesh Bila, and you don't have to have a measurement with one, it's going to be kosher. The reason why you need to have a second one is just for a binnik penalty, because we don't want you to gain by having the problematic water in there, because then you might come to add it deliberately, and therefore we don't want you to gain from that. So therefore the Gemara says, V'aytani behedya. And this is the question on Rav Ashi. We learned explicitly in the Braisa. It says, Hanitanin lamalom, regarding the bloods that are supposed to go on the top. Shenisarva benitan lamat, which got mixed up with those which are going to go on the bottom. Which the assumption is that we're talking about the blood of a karmachatis. They got mixed up with the blood of a karmanoila. Blood of a karmachatis is thrown on the top. Blood of oil is thrown on the bottom. And they got mixed up. So what do you do? So says the Braisa, but yes, I mean, he says, Yitain lamala. So first you throw the blood on the top, which is to validate the chatas, because the mitzvah is always to do first the upper blood before the bottom blood, as the Gemara says later on, Perikalatada, Pei Tesem and Aleph. and what's with the oila bloods that are going in the wrong place on the top. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. We quoted in the past, the Mishnah is that he views the lower bloods that are being put on the top as if they're water. Whereas according to Rabban, they have to spill out to the canal. They don't hold to this halachic principle of rain. Now, so you first spray the bloods on the top. And then when you then spray the bloods, the leftover, what you had spread, which because they got all mixed together, the leftover from the bloods that you sprayed on the top, then when you do it on the bottom, so that's obviously validating the shirayim, the shvichi shirayim of the chatas bloods, which after you spray it on the top, you have to do it on the bottom. And it's also the place on the bottom where you do the ayla bloods. So this, the bloods on the bottom will then fulfill the obligations on the bottom. Says the Gemara, v'yamrit ein bila, but if you hold like Ravashi, and this we're quoting Rabbi Eliezer, who he says in Rabbi Eliezer that ein bila, we don't necessarily say that we can view when things get mixed up that every type of liquid is there in every particle. So then regarding the karma chatas, am I aluloi? Why do we say that you have fulfilled your obligation? We don't know when liquids get mixed up and you're throwing part of it on the top and then you throw the rest on the bottom. We don't know that when you're throwing in the top, the chatas is going on the top. Maybe none of it went to the top. Maybe all of the blood that you threw on the top was only the ayla bloods. And maybe all the bloods that you threw on the bottom were the chatas bloods. So even if you say that depending on what the measurement was, but even if that case, it could be all of it is the wrong types of bloods. So what are you going to accomplish by doing it like that? You might not have thrown any of the bloods. Why is Rabbi Eliezer say that you filled the obligation and behold, ein bila? Obviously, once the Gemara wants to say that, no, you see, Nalik Ravashi, that we hold yesh bila, so automatically you have some of the bloods of the chatas on the top and some of the oila bloods on the bottom. Says the Gemara, no, hachamai skin, what are we talking about over here? It's not difficult to Ravashi. Although we said we got the bloods of chatas mixed up with the bloods of oila, we didn't say how much. That says the Gemara, the majority was chatas bloods, which are supposed to go on the top. And moreover, v'kuyav lamala shir tachtoinim v'oid. When we said that you throw first on the top, you throw so much blood that subsumes, meaning you for sure did the amount of how much the lower bloods had and even more. So then, either way you look at it, when you're throwing on the top, you're automatically throwing from some of the bloods at the top because you had that much more of the upper bloods in the bottom and you did, let's say the bottom had 10 liters, you did 11. 15, whatever it is, but you automatically had some of the upper bloods being put on the top. Now, the reason why the Gemara has to say this, talking about that the majority were from the upper bloods, which technically doesn't have to be the majority, as long as you do more from than what the lower bloods are, then automatically you have some of the upper bloods, even if it's not the majority, is because as we're going to see later on, it's not going to be understood well then what the rest of Rebbe Eliezer's statement was, that the lower bloods will be validated, as the Gemara will conclude, unless if the majority is the upper bloods, because technically at this part of the Gemara, you don't have to have the upper bloods being the majority, even if it's not the majority. As long as you put more than the minority, more than the lower bloods, what you have, whatever it is, 10, and then you do 11, even though let's say the upper bloods has less than that, then you automatically have some of the upper bloods on the top. But the Gemara asks, Hatachtainim alulai ketani. But Rabbi Eliezer concludes the statement by saying that the lower bloods will also be fulfilling the obligation. Now, on that, the difficulty is, the assumption is, what do you mean the lower bloods, what's put on the bottom will be validated? Meaning that would be for the oila that got mixed into it. On that, the problem is, if you're telling me that you put first on the top, the amount of how much the lower bloods, meaning of the oila, and more, so that for sure you know some of it is going to be the chatas, but then how you're validating the oila, what you're then subsequently putting on the bottom, maybe, because you're saying Ravashi will hold ein bila, maybe everything that you had from the bloods of the oila will all put on the top, because you put at least that amount and even more on the top. So that the Gemara answers, you're right. What does Rebbe Eliezer mean when he says hatachtoinim alulai? It means l'shem shirayim. It means what you need for the leftover bloods of the chatas, which after you throw on the top has to be poured onto the foundation. That is because since the majority is from the upper bloods, when you put on the top the measurement of how much lower bloods have and more, where you're having from the bloods of the chatas now on the top and on the bottom. Because even if whatever was put on the top was from the upper bloods only, you still have some of the upper bloods left to put on the bottom. And that's why he's saying you need to make sure that the majority is from the upper bloods, because whatever was put on the top is more than half. And because, like we said, what the upper bloods are the majority. That's why, like we said before, if you wouldn't say that the majority is the upper bloods, then you actually would have a problem over here. Because since you put on the top the amount of the bottom bloods and more, so that we could validate knowing for sure at least some on the top is the chatas bloods, then you wouldn't be able to answer anymore what does Rabbi Eliezer mean when he says atachtonim alulai, even for the leftover bloods of the chatas, because maybe all the upper bloods were all from the chatas, which is supposed to be put on the top, and you used it all up. And now there's no more remnants anymore to put on the bottom. So you wouldn't be able to say that's atachtonim alulai, because maybe you're not throwing any of the chatas bloods in the bottom. And neither would you be able to say that maybe that all the lower bloods were put on the top. And therefore, what are you going to say? You can't even say that, oh, tachtonim lo means the oila. Maybe not, because you said you put all the lower bloods, that amount at least, on the top. And maybe that's all the oila blood. So that's why I have to say that, in the way we answered it before, that the upper bloods is the majority. If it's the majority, so then even after you spray the amount of the lower bloods on the top, then and a little bit, and more, so for sure, at least some of the chatas on the top. Not only that, even if all of it was the upper bloods, you're still going to have more, at least a little bit, that's being poured on the bottom, and when we say tachtonim olai, is the shiraim of the chatas, but you're right, the oil is not going to be valid, because maybe all that was poured on the top, because we're going like Rav Ashi and Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, and we can't know, maybe all of it is from one type, and not a mixture of the two. But the Gemara continues asking Tashima, the Mabraisa, not like Rav Ashi. The Braisa says, Nasan Lamata Veloy Nimlach. Let's say a Kohen went and placed these mixed bloods on the bottom, and he didn't consult with the court beforehand, because had he consulted, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would have told him actually first put on the top, because like we said, as the Gemara says later in Perikal, tell you should always put the top before the bottom ones. And according to Rabban, actually we'd spill it all out into the canal. This Kohen didn't consult, and he first poured it on the bottom. So what do you do? Rabbi Eliezer says, well, then Yavza B'yitin L'malah, then you go back and then you pour some of that blood on the top. And he says this halachic principle about Rayin, if it's, let's say it's the wrong blood, we view it like water. And V'atachtonim alulay, and the lower bloods will be valid, which as Taisus adds on the words, that also that then you subsequently pour again on the bottom, and the bottom ones are going to be validated. Now, and what it sounds like Rabbi Eliezer is saying is that they're both going to be valid. The chatas that you then later put onto the top, and the oila that's put on the bottom. Now, the assumption of the Gemara is why, and that's why it's problematic according to Rav Ashi, is because we hold the halachic principle of yesh bila. Because if you hold ein bila, then how can you say that what's put on the top is valid or what you put on the bottom is valid? What do you mean? How do you know? Maybe what you put on the top is from the bottom, what you put on the bottom is from the top. Now, according to Rabbanan, they would hold that, okay, if you already pour it on the bottom, the rest you should spill out to the canal, because you can't put anyone on top or bottom, because it might be the wrong bloods. But the oila is going to be considered validated, because they hold the halachic principle about yesh bila. I mean, say when you pour it on the bottom, you automatically had some of the oila bloods that was poured there on the bottom. But still they hold you're not allowed to pour any of the blood now on the top, because you're not allowed to change regarding the lower bloods to validate the upper bloods. And we don't say that, oh, we view the lower bloods that are put on the top as if it's water. That's how it's torn into the brisa. So, but one thing is that we see according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's going to be valid. Why is it going to be valid to put on the top and what you put on the bottom? I ain't bila. Says the Gemara, hachanami, but Rabbi Eliezer, here we're going to give the same answer we gave in the previous question. We're talking about that the majority of the bloods is from the chatas that's put on the top. This that we're saying now, after you had the kohen had inappropriately put on the bottom first, that we tell him to go put on the top. We're talking about where we're gonna put a measurement of how much was from the lower bloods of the oila, and even more than that. So therefore, that's what we're saying, that actually what's going to be kosher are going to be the upper bloods and not the lower bloods. What you put on the bottom is not going to be valid. The oila is not going to be considered valid. Because you're right, the bottom maybe it's from the chatas. What we're saying, that why is the top going to be good, why are we telling you to throw on the top, is because for sure some of that blood is going to be chatas. And that is the Gemara, but how could you say that? But the Braisa says clearly that the lower, what you're supposed to put on the bottom, has also been validated. Says the Gemara, no, it doesn't mean the oila that's supposed to be put on the bottom. It means l'shem shirayim. It means when you finish, since you have the majority of it from the chatas bloods, after you finish spraying, when the kohen at first put on the bottom, and then we tell him, okay, Rabbi Eliezer says, put on the top, and then as Taisa adds the words, then you put on the bottom, well, that's what we mean to say that the bottom is going to be validated. It means the leftover blood from the chatas, since we have so much of that, it's for sure going to be enough to put on the bottom. That's what's going to be valid, but you're right, the oil is not valid, because maybe all of it was put onto the top. So the Gemara continues asking Toshima, from that braisa that we just quoted. The braisa continues and says, let's say in the son lamal of leinimlach. The first case was, the kohen didn't consult and he threw the blood on the bottom. Here it says, let's say he didn't consult and he threw the blood on the top. And that's how we started off. Because if he had consulted, according to Rabbi Eliezer, we would have told him the same thing anyway. But according to Rabbanan, they would have told him, don't do anything. Actually, spill it out into the canal, because you're not allowed to deviate and put it onto the top, because you might be putting from the lower bloods on the top. That says the braisa, but if let's say he didn't consult and they threw on the top, oh, since he already threw the blood on the top, says the braisa, elu ve'elu moidim she'yachza ve'yit lamata. Here, both are going to agree, even the chachamim, that, okay, so now you should go back and put the remaining bloods, even initially, on the bottom, if the kohen is going to consult us what to do. Because here, he's not changing regarding his gift that he put onto the top, because whatever he put here from the top, what he's putting here on the bottom, is going to be the shirayim, is going to be the leftover bloods. And the reason for that is because Rabban hold that there is bila, and therefore, for sure, automatically, he had put from some of the chatas on the top, no matter how much amount, because we say yesh bila, every particle has from the chatas blood and the oil on it. Now, therefore, that you... We wouldn't have told you to put on the top, but you did. Now you have the mitzvah of the shirayim to put on the bottom, which is the same place as anyway where the eila bloods are. So good, great. So you could go ahead and put it on to the bottom. And continues the braisa, ve'elu ve'elu alulay. And that both are going to be valid. And this opinion is both agree, Rabbi Eliezer and the Chacham. Now, Chacham, we understand why. Because they hold yesh bila. And therefore, although they wouldn't have told you to put on the top, but you did already, okay, great, so for sure you did chattas. Now what you're going to put on the bottom is going to be the shirayim of the chattas and the oila. Great, go ahead, you fulfilled all your obligations. But according to Rabbi Eliezer, why is it eila ve'elu alulay? Maybe what you're putting on the bottom, according to Rav Ashi, who explains in Rabbi Eliezer that ein bila, what you're putting here on the bottom, has a fulfilling the obligation of the oila. Maybe it's all chattas. How are you going to say that you're fulfilling the obligation of oila? Maybe the oil is what's with poured on the top, or maybe it wasn't poured at all, because ain't bila. Says the Gemara, hachaname berubalyan, this is the same answers as we gave before. The majority of the waters of the bloods are the chatzis bloods. The kiyav lamala shir tachtein v'oid. And what did he throw on the top was the measurement of the amount of the lower bloods, and even more than that. So you're right, according to Rabbi Yazda holds ain't bila, when we're saying in the braisa that it's going to be valid, is only the chatas obligation was fulfilled. And that's what it's saying, that he has fulfilled his obligation when he had thrown initially on the top. Now, according to Rabban, who, like we said, hold yesh bila, then they hold that both are going to be kosher because you have from both of them on the top and on the bottom. Now, that is the Gemara, but how can you say that? V'ha'elu ve'elu alulay ketanya, the words of the braisa are that both of the obligations have been fulfilled, which is the chatas and the ayla. How are you saying that it's only the chatas obligation that was fulfilled, and the way it's fulfilled, how could you fulfill any of them? Maybe what's on the top is on the bottom on the top because you hold aim bila. No, because the majority is the upper bloods, and you put on the top the amount of the lower and more, for sure you had some chatas on the top. But it says both have been fulfilled. Where do you have both? Chatas is not oila. So that answers the Gemara, Mikatani, does the braisa say, elu ve'elu maidim? That both, Rebbe Eliezer and the Chum agree, that elu ve'elu alulay? No. Elu ve'elu alulay katani. All it says is that both of them have been fulfilled. Seifa, these words at the end of the braisa that says that elu ve'elu alulay, that you have fulfilled both the obligation of the chatzis and the oila, that's not going back on elu ve'elu maidim. That's not going back on that both Rebbe Eliezer and the Chum agree. Elu ve'elu maidim is only going on that she'yachza ve'yitin lamata. But it wasn't saying that, and the words elu ve'elu alulay, that was asan l'rabbanan. That was only going according to the opinion of Rabbanan, the amr yesh bila, that they hold that there is a mixture and everything definitely gets mixed together. But you're right, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the only thing that was validated was the upper bloods, but not necessarily the lower bloods. What was validated, and the reason why Rabbi Eliezer says you put on the bottom, is the shirayim of the chatas, but not necessarily that of the oila. So the Gemara continues to ask on Rav Ashi Toshima, this time from our Mishnah, which is obvious that the end of the Mishnah is going like Rabbi Eliezer, and therefore we could ask on Rabbi Eliezer's opinion according to the way Rav Ashi understands him. The Mishnah says, "Hanitana b'matana achas." If the bloods of a carbon that when it gets thrown on the mizbeach gets thrown with only one spray, "Shenesarva b'nitana b'matana achas," it gets mixed up with other carbons that also gets thrown with only one spray. Says the Mishnah, "Yinosnu b'matana achas." Okay, so you do one spray. So you have either way, each one, that's its obligation to spray one time. That is the Gemara, v'yamrit ein bila, but if you say that there's no necessary mixture, that whatever you're going to spray has automatically from each liquid inside of it, So then, amayu nostum betanach, it's wise enough to spray one time. Dima mahakiyav, maybe all of it was only from one type, umahai loikiyav, and you're not giving any of it from the other type. How does it help to throw one time? So as the Gemara, Kugenshin is arvo achas ba'achas. This case is talking about that a measurement of a gift of blood from one got mixed up with exactly the amount of a measurement of a gift with the other one. And when the Mishnah says, yinosnum ebatana achas, that you give with one gift, it means because of each one. In other words, you're actually going to give two gifts. And therefore, it comes to you actually doing two times. When it says you give matana achas, it means matana achas of each one. And therefore, by default, you can have the measurement of each one in these when you're spraying it, because each one's one gift got mixed up with the other one. And yinosnum matana achas means each one shem matana achas. So even if you hold ein bila, you're giving the matana of each one. So the Gemara continues asking, well, the Mishnah says matan arba b'matan arba. When you have a carbon that requires four gifts of blood, they get mixed up with a carbon that requires four gifts of blood. The Mishnah says you give four gifts of blood. So that sounds like, as in the previous Gemara's question, that you do one time four gifts. And the Mishnah makes it sound like that, yeah, so each one's obligation is four times. You're anyway doing four times for each one. But that's only with yesh bila. If you hold ein bila, maybe only doing of one and not of the other. Says the Gemara, Hachanam Yishanis Arba Arba Ba'arba. He wrote it's the same interpretation, that it's four gifts of one that got mixed up with four gifts of the other. I mean, it's not just a carbon that requires four gifts. It's exactly those four gifts that get mixed up in the four gifts of the other one. And when the Mishnah says, Yinasna Matanas Arba, it means to give four from this one and four from that one. So even if you hold Ein Bila, you're fulfilling your obligations anyway in each spray. And therefore, we have not yet refuted Ravashi. We can still say Ein Bila, and you're doing four from each. And therefore, even if you hold Ein Bila, you're accomplishing your chiyuv of each of the karbanas blood that got mixed up with the other one.